Welcome to Get a Life, Balanced, where we share real tips about how to make, not find, time for those you love and those you don't, oh, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hi, I am so excited to talk to you today. This is Cheryl Nicholson, GetALifeBalance.com podcast. Boy, it has been an interesting week around here in Florida. I don't know how your week has been going, but there's been some challenges, and this is a perfect tool to use to help you balance your life. So many of us aren't sleeping well because we're tossing and turning, and we have issues. We're looking for somebody to solve them. This is a great formula that we're going to use today called the bullfight formula, and it's all about getting control and not feeling out of control and focusing on solutions. Now, the bullfight formula is a great tool to use either in your family life or your business life.
Hi, this is Jody, the relationship stylist. All relationships have to start with you. People are attracted to positive and happy moods. And if you struggle with that, I have a great resource for you on 5 ways to improve and maintain your mood. You can do that by opting in and heading on over to the resource tab at www.jodyagard.com. That's www.jodyagard.com.
Hi, welcome back. Now remember these strategies that we've used in the podcast, and there's been so many. There'll be a total of 52, don't forget. One for each week. How are you doing? Are you listening each week? The whole goal of this podcast was to develop a once a week tip for you so that you can take it, use it, put it into practice, and create new habits for life balance. So I hope that's exactly what you're doing. And if you haven't listened to all the podcasts, you can certainly go to www.getalifebalanced.com, and under forms are all the different one sheets that I've spoken about in our podcasts for you to use. They're simple, they're easy, and I love that because they work. So let's talk about the bullfight. This is one of the most valuable tools I've used when I toss and turn at night with issues of the day. And you can pull that form down. Now, why do I call it the bullfight formula? Well, in that scenario, you have a several ton bull and this little skinny guy in tight pants. Now, the battle should be over in a matter of minutes if the bull would focus on the real problem, which is the skinny guy in tight pants. But does he do that? No. Instead, he focuses on the red cape and he never solves the problem. So how many of us are like that bull? We focus on the wrong issue. We spend all our time and energy going round and round and round, and therefore we don't solve the problem. So here's the bullfight problem-solving formula. It's 4 steps. Number 1, define the problem. So the question would be, what is the problem? Now that might sound kind of simplistic, but if you don't start there, again, you could be chasing the little red cape. So you really have to ask yourself, what is the problem here? Step 2 is to define all the causes to the problem. This simple formula will work with just about anything. Your car won't start, your house is a mess, problem with a team member at work, got financial issues, use this formula. Now, it's obviously an easier thing when you're filling the sheet out by yourself, but if you are doing this as a team exercise with your family or at work, you want to green light the process. So what do I mean by that? You have to allow any and all responses without judgment or comment. You just write them down. That way everyone is respected and they'll continue to participate in the process. I'll give you a case study. One of the clients I was working with was a hospital. And when we did the sitch list, all the what the problem was that the stations were a mess before the next shift of nurses came in. So when we did the bullfight, when we talked about what are all the possible causes, one of the women said, "It's Joanne." I went, "Really?" And she said, "Yeah, have you ever been to her house? It's a pigsty. Have you ever looked at her car? It's a mess." Now, if I had said, "No, we're not going to put her name up there," chances are that would have been a judgment call on my part. Here we are in a meeting and she's saying this out loud to everyone, so obviously she wants to be heard. So I took the pen and I said, "Okay, Joanne." And as I was writing Joanne's name on the board, she was like, "Well, really, that's probably not one of the causes. It really probably is an issue with other things. So let's not put her name up there." But did you see how I validated her comment? I was willing to write it on the board. And she came to the conclusion that that probably wasn't a great thing to be able to say or to say about someone else. So it never went. So again, you make sure you add and allow all possible causes to be logged. I remember when we were doing a KTC with my son, at the time, Chris was sharing a bedroom with his little brother, Eric, and the room always was a mess. And so we held a KTC, and I said, "Hey, we have a problem. You know, this room not only impacts you, but it also impacts your brother, and it impacts the rest of the house." See, a lot of people think that their issue is just their issue, and it's not affecting anyone else. Perfect example, people who come in late to work. They think, "Oh, no big deal. I'll work extra. I'll stay late." But the problem is it affects all the other team members because they may not know that. And they're like, "Wait, this guy's always late or this woman's always late." So you need to hold a meeting with that person and say, "This is impacting our team." And instead of saying, "I want you to come in here on time, do you have a problem with that?" You haven't solved the problem. Instead, you bring the problem to them, pull out the bullfight formula and say, "The problem, step one, is that you come in late. It affects everybody here in the team. And number two, what are all the causes to the problem?" And then they list the causes. Once that list is nice and robust, then you can go to step three, which is to define all the solutions to the problem. And this is a great, creative and fun way to get input from everyone. And again, you have to green light, no judgment. "Oh my gosh, you would not believe some of the things my son would say for all the possible solutions." One of his solutions was, "Hey mom, buy a bigger house." Yeah, right, we're going to put that on the list. I can move to the garage and sleep out in the garage. Okay, Chris, let's add that to the list. Sell my baby brother. I mean, he really came up with some creative solutions to the problem. But by allowing him to write them all down and have a voice that got heard, he started coming out of the fog to step four, which is to come up with the two best solutions to the problem. Now, why do I say two? If your solution is something that you can implement, in other words, you're at work and you're bringing a solution, you're doing this as a team and you're taking this to your boss, you certainly can't say, "We had a meeting, we found the problem, we have found the solution, here's the solution, do it." Why? Again, people don't like to be told what to do. Little people, big people, young people, old people, nobody likes to be told what to do. So instead, if you offer two solutions, you're empowering them with the choice to make the decision on which one am I going to implement. What are my resources of time and energy and dollars that I can input to solve this problem? So if you're taking the solution to someone else, a kid to a parent, an employee to a team member, maybe a partnership, then you have to come up with two solutions so that you give that person alternative choices to fix the problem. Isn't that great? Now, if you're just trying to fix the problem yourself, for example, I go out to the car, my car doesn't start, then I can probably bring that down to one solution, because who's going to fix that problem? I am. I'm going to say, okay, maybe I need to check the battery. I'm going to solve that problem because it's just me and the automobile. But if it's a family issue, I want the whole team on board. This is such an incredibly powerful tool. I have used this tool over and over and over, and it works whether I'm doing it with young people, old people, in my personal life, with my family, with a company. And here's what's really cool. In step four, when you have people bringing solutions to you, here's what happens. If they help underwrite a plan of action, then they will support that plan of action working. You know, when my son Chris came out of the fog and he started coming up with some real ideas, some of his ideas were, well, I could make my bed in the morning, and that way when I come home, the room would look cleaner automatically. He had a little part-time job after school. He said, if I laid out my work clothes on the chair in the morning, then when I came home from school, I wouldn't have to hunt or go through the drawers. I could pick out my clothes and change right there. Those were great solutions, and he was a young man that was already learning how to problem solve. So we took his plan of action, we took that bullfight sheet of paper, and we taped it to the kitchen door. And I have to tell you, his room looked great for about 2.5 weeks. Yep. And he went right back into the old system. But here's what's really great. Because I could then say, hey, we need to call a KTC, Kitchen Table Conference. And I could pull that bullfighting form off the kitchen, off the refrigerator, put it back on the kitchen table and say, your plan of action is not working. How can you modify this? Not how can I fix it as a parent or a leader of the family, but your plan. It was his plan. He came up with the solutions. He underwrote his plan. His plan of action needs some tweaking. It needs some changing. Hey, Chris, your plan of action is not working. How can you modify this to work more effectively? And he came up with better solutions, and the plan worked. Listen, listeners, these tools work. I wouldn't share these tools with you if I hadn't already used them and I practice what I preach. I know this works. And if I can do this, I raised 4 kids by myself most of my life, working 2 jobs. So if I can find the time to do these kinds of things, to pull the family together, to work more effectively, to be successful in business and in my personal life, then I know you can too. I can't wait to hear about your creativity, the kind of tools that you are using, and share with me how this tool has worked in your life. You can post those on our Facebook page, you can email me, and you can share at getalifebalance.com. Thanks so much, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Bye.